right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. Look who's back, the great Joe Bartnik.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Great to see you. I mean, you're more handsome than ever, Frazier.
Well, it's a stunt double, Joe. I had to send him today.
The best. First of all, once again, thank the fans. I was gone 5 weeks. New York City loves Frazier Smith. People are like, where's the captain at?
Well,
we love Puck Off. This guy doesn't the Puck Off, but the last thing is wearing my Penguin sweatshirt, and he goes, we love Sidney Crosby, and New York loves Crosby. We love greatness. And I black guy threw my bag in the SUV, and I thought, you haven't watched him in a while.
But I tell you,
he must not have the ticket this year.
Well, we appreciate that, but I'll tell you what, that is a cool Penguins hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
I love that, man.
Yeah, you know, the great people of Live Nation, when I was in Pittsburgh, they gave us, the crew, all kinds of gear.
And by the way, congratulations on your tour with Bill Burr. And I understand the Madison Square Garden show was unbelievable.
Yeah. I just was like the announcer for that one because he had his old buddy Joe DeRosa. And then our buddy Verzi crushed.
Did he?
DeRosa crushed. And then Bill, you know, we see him crush all around town, but to see like 16,000 people go nuts.
At the Garden?
Yeah, come on, man. It was surreal.
That's awesome.
It was surreal. And then the stand always takes care of me in New York. So that's where all the Puck Off fans were coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah, man. The stand.
And New York's the best. But now I'm back.
No better city. Well, we're welcoming you back. We held down the fort thanks to Johnny Bench.
Oh, yeah. At the top of the city. Now he's hurt again. He's got bronchitis. He's the only Mata.
He really is. Because Mata's hurt again.
As soon as he gets back, as soon as he's perfect, something happens. And, you know, and the thing with Johnny, too, is like, he's always working with new equipment. I mean, he gets it done. He's our trainer, man. He's a guy that always first to camp, first to practice.
Oh man, you know
he works harder than anybody. So tap of the stick to Johnny Bench.
Yep.
We hope he feels better. Things are looking. Here's how great was last. I get home. I'm been gone almost five weeks. I'm on the wrong time zone, wrong everything. My eyes are swollen up from allergies or the airplane or whatever. Can't see anything. But what's the first thing I notice? I'm TiVoing the Penguin game.
Gino.
Yes, absolutely. He spoke up. He said, this is horse crap.
Yep.
What's he got? 2 goals, 2 assists. Shuts Pierre Maguire right up. How great. How about Pierre Maguire last night said that the best leader in hockey is Zach Parise? Hey, I love Zach Parise.
We love Zach, but
I mean,
I'll tell you what, Malkin just showed everybody. First of all, he read the team, chewed them out, and then he put the puck where his mouth is.
Yeah.
He gets 4 points last night's game, couple of goals.
Looked
fantastic.
Did you see why he has some witch in him, the last goal?
Just man.
Around the back, between the legs.
Beautiful goal.
Oh, it was awesome. But you know, Gino leads by example and 11. But I mean, I thought Pierre Maguire's been there when they handed Jonathan Toews the Stanley Cup 3 times. Wasn't he standing there? Wasn't he there standing there annoying everybody interviewing him?
He's always annoying.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's not Jonathan. I mean, what? people think I get on him, but I mean, really, what?
Well, here's the thing. Look at Malkin, what he did. He just shut everybody up with that game last night.
Yeah.
And he also gave an example to the rest of your team.
Yeah. He's like I always say, when Gino's our best player, we play so much better.
Man.
When Gino steps up.
He can still play.
It's a shame, though. I mean, we joke, but it's not funny. I mean, Olli Maatta is our best defenseman. I don't care, Chris Letang. Between your anger, your mistakes, and your overall can't run a power play, I mean, you know, we're going to miss Maatta. We're going to miss Maatta.
Yeah,
we're going to miss.
Can't lose a defensive player.
I mean, you love Olli. Olli Maatta, he plays like a Red Wing defenseman.
Yeah.
Just steady, moves the puck, gets it.
He's like
a very poor man's Lindstrom. This is no knock on Maatta. It's just that's how great Nick Lindstrom is.
Well, Lindstrom, it's hard to compete with.
Yeah, I don't want to say he's a poor man.
Maatta's very, very good, and you need him. But his only knock is he gets hurt a lot.
I mean, he gets hurt in the wildest situations. But here's the funny, because you jumped me with Gino, because I know you were excited for
me.
Yeah,
man, that
I'm
was
excited
awesome.
For myself. But what did I see the first thing I turn on a TV, because I'm with TiVo in the Penguin game, watching the other game. I turn on Kings Flyers. The Flyers are going to win. Really? This sucks. No. Our man, Milan Lucic, says, Get
Looch.
That dog off my lawn.
Got it done, baby.
Got it. Just scared the Flyers in that. You see that? Yeah. No one wanted a piece of him. He's standing in the net with 10 seconds left. No one's around him. He tips the puck.
Tipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's why they got him.
That's why they got
Looch. When they did get him. We knew it was going to make a difference.
It was so great.
And that's the difference between the Kings this year.
Oh. Yeah, they got Looch. Yeah. I mean, yeah, did you see the over to 3-on-3 overtime last night?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it was just
unbelievable. I've been against 3-on-3, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I mean, it was.
And Quickie had to make a great save on Giroux.
Yes, it's coming. We're going to be talking it's not even a tease. I mean, that's in the save of the week. I mean,
wow.
I was like, not Giroux. He did more moves than Bay West, to quote the great Mike Lang, and then the
old poke check.
Stoned him. Oh, he stoned him.
Yeah, man.
And then I'll tell you what, even Mason on Gabrick on the 3-on-3 was ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
I thought Gabrick was going to – I mean
– Yeah, that 3-on-3 was great.
It was great. Well, you see the news now. It's just out today.
The All-Star game.
It's going to go 3-on-3. That's going to be ridiculous.
You know, Mr. I'm against 3-on-3. I don't know what I think about that, but they had to do something with that format. I thought the format was weird last year where they had the draft thing going on. And
yeah.
Remember Ovi was the last guy picked? I'm like, what?
He got the car.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they haven't even mentioned everything they're
last
gonna
night.
Do,
if last night was any indication, though, that was pretty exciting to watch.
Yeah, I mean, every 3-on-3 I've watched has been exciting because one, it's a missed shot and a 2-on-1, no matter what, or 3-on-1.
Yeah.
It's always an odd man rush. You know.
Well, I guess Erik Karlsson and I are the only two guys still against it. But
speaking of Erik Karlsson, I mean. Guy's a phenomenal offensive defenseman, but man, he doesn't play any defense.
Well, by the way, watch him
versus the Rangers. He olayed everybody. Like he olayed. I mean, he was. I mean. Speaking of the Rangers, I saw them a lot.
Rangers are on fire.
By the way,
the best. You know, I was talking about Vanek last week.
Yeah,
with that great play
we
made.
We made a lot of friends.
Wow, I'm telling you, man, that was a great play. But I love Matt's. Zuccarello made an unbelievable play sometime last week. I don't remember who it was even against. I just saw a highlight. Unbelievable goal. That guy's got skills.
I think it was against St. Louis, right?
I think it was. He's got big skills, man.
Oh, yeah. They're just playing ridiculous.
And look
hockey.
At the King. The King.
Yeah, you know. He's,
and his backup's coming in and playing good.
Backup's playing and playing good. Lundqvist looks like he's playing every game as a game 7 now.
Unbelievable,
like he's stopping everything. He's stopping everything.
Unbelievable.
And speaking of the King, and right now he's the best goaltender in hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Right now he's the best because your guy's coming back, though. Carey Price is now back.
Price is coming back, though. And I thought his fill-in, Condon, did a pretty good job.
Condon did pretty good until the last game. He kind of got run out. He got run there.
But overall, he...
Oh, the first five or six games, he looked like Carey Price in a match. I mean, it was Carey Price.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
And when Carey Price is out, you need someone good in there. He filled the bill pretty much.
Yeah. They're just rolling. I mean... Fleischman was like a waiver wire pickup. He's scoring big goals for them. We'll get Dana on. Day Darnay, something like that.
We're going to talk to Dana. He'll know.
He had a big goal. I mean, their power play is so good.
Yeah, they're awesome. They are rolling, and you know, it's really. That division is wild, man. That's and Montreal's doing very, very well.
Yeah, it's your division, and you're back in the playoffs now.
Yeah, we're back in. We're kind of up and down. We've had a lot of injuries.
A lot of injuries.
But I love having the Witch back. The Witch is back.
The Witch is back. He
sounds like a song, right?
Elton John should redo that song. He was actually throwing the body around. Made some nice hits, made some nice plays.
He's glad to be back, man.
You got Larkin's playing good.
Did you see that goal Larkin had? That's why you bring up Karlsson. He blew right by him, man.
that was like,
Larkin's going to be a star. And that crazy goal from that angle.
And Jerko is down in Grand Rapids now for conditioning, so you're going to be getting him back.
Yeah.
That's huge.
We got to start getting our guys back. I think the Wings are looking pretty good.
The fact you went through that without the Witch, and now you're still in the playoffs,
Yeah.
I think you guys are in great shape. I'll tell you who else is in great shape right now is the Florida Panthers are getting back
Panthers.
Out. Getting back healthy. Ekblad's back. He scored the big game-winning goal. That sophomore slump, not exactly. I mean, you're talking about a kid that can play hockey.
I like their sweep against their Florida rivals.
It was impressive. How good does Jagr look?
Come on,
I mean,
man.
It's ridiculous.
What's going on?
It's ridiculous.
He's Benjamin Buttons.
It's criminal how good Jagr is. It really is.
Unbelievable.
You know, they're in Luongo. You gotta love Bobby Lou.
Yep.
I think, what's he now, like eighth on the all-time win list now? He's moving up there.
Never gets enough credit, that guy.
Now, you know, he's really doing it for them, man. He's helping that team. Let's face it, Ekblad, besides Ekblad, their defensemen aren't exactly the 77 Canadians.
No.
But they're right there.
They're playing well.
They're right there. They're actually tied with Tampa Bay, who is just slumping out of control.
Yeah, what's going on there?
A lot of injuries.
It's injuries.
Then they have, like, besides Stamkos, who's playing out of his mind still, and Nesterov, he's playing good. But, you know, the triplets, Johnson's hurt, Palat's hurt.
Yeah.
Kucherov, is not lighting it up.
Tough to have those triplets hurt. I mean, you know, Johnson's a great player. They got to get him back.
Yeah. Maybe they played a little bit over their heads last year. It's hard to say. But, you know, I mean, and I'll tell you, Bishop's backup, he's really slumping. Every time he plays, they get lit up, too. You know, I mean, you know, so they're going to be in the mix. You know, they're going to be, but now they really can't trade Stamkos. So they're either
well,
they're
that was the big rumor. He was being traded.
Yeah, and now if they trade him, they're done. I mean, they're giving up. So they're going to go from Stanley Cup to lottery. You know?
No,
yeah.
No.
So they're going to keep him for all the team that's really hanging in there and making people happy, making people sick on the East Coast is the Boston Bruins.
Bruins, yeah. Krejci is getting it done, man.
Krejci's getting it done. Marchand's waking up. Marchand's punching people in the face. He's back to his old rat ways. But, you know, the Rask is just not – he can't capture that. He can't capture what he had.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
He's got five games now where he's given up five or more goals.
That's not good.
Because they need their defense isn't what it used to be. It's not the old defense there. Char is not playing 30 minutes.
He's
eating everybody up.
He's getting older.
He's okay, but you need when you got a young team, a team that young and that young in one way and that old the other way. They need more out of Rask. I'm not saying that, but you know they got 17 points. I mean, they're in the mix. They're actually tied. With Disco Dan Blausma, if you can believe that.
Can you believe it? I think they're missing Dougie.
And Toronto's playing a little better.
Yeah, did you see that? They won 5-1 last
year.
Yeah,
night. They won 5-1.
They won five out of their last seven.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I knew Babcock was going to get a little bit out of them. He wasn't going to stand back and let those guys stick.
Well, eventually, eventually.
You know, and now maybe they can trade Kadri and actually get somebody, you know, I mean, I don't know who would take him. But I mean, Reimer won the job from Bernier. So they should have by now. Maybe they figured that out now. You know, Reimer always plays just good enough not to be number one. But now he's won a bunch of games in a row. Bozak's playing good. Jeffrey Lupul's playing good. The Matthijs kid from Vancouver's playing good. They're just a better team. They're kind of what I thought they would be. Not a laughing stock.
No, but, and they're heating up a little.
But then when you think about it. They were in good shape until they just quit after, you know, they didn't like Carlisle, so they all quit on him, and they never got it back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of true. Well, you knew Babcock was going to make a difference. It's just he's doing it quicker than I thought, actually.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. Yeah. You know, or how bad they looked at the beginning of the year. It was like,
yeah, they still look real bad there, but they're coming on a little now.
They're coming on a little bit. They're coming on a little bit.
And
I mean, the Rangers are playing great right now, but I'll tell you, I think the best team in the East might, and the Canadians are playing great. I think the best team in the East might be the Washington Capitals, though.
Caps are loaded.
Capitals are loaded, and they're playing like Toronto has them playing like a team. I don't know if you saw like the Flyers tried, you know, Flyers were up to Flyer crap, and they basically you know tried they ran Jay Beagle and everything, and then big old Tom Wilson just came. just cleaned house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you like to see. You like to see good teams that fight for one another. Like, like those are, you know, like the other team that does that over there is the Islanders, who are just amazing.
Yeah, they're doing well too. I mean, that they put that division's really a wow.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm just happy to be in. Where I'm Penguins just happy to be in the top four. But we got Duper came back too. That was huge. Scored 13 seconds into his first game back. They almost gave that game back to Montreal, but then Crosby, I think, his only important goal of the season in the shootout. But you know, the Islanders though, they put a Pozo back with John Tavares, and now the number one line's just cruising.
Now they're cruising. Yeah,
they're cruising again. You know, it's funny because a lot of Islander guys, they're not sold on their coach Capuano, and I'm like, he's a good coach.
I think so.
I think Capuano's a good coach. I never have a problem with him. But you know, but how about John Hines and the New Jersey Devils?
Yeah, man.
I mean, they beat the Penguins so bad they had to have a closed door meeting.
Yeah, they're playing a lot better than I thought they would this year.
Yeah, you know, Schneider's coming on. They're that old goaltender. He's not even that old, but he seemed like he's been in 10 different teams. But Schneider's playing well, man.
Yeah,
he's holding it together for him. And they got beautiful Bobby Farnham.
Farnham, look at Farnham.
he's like the size of my daughter.
Yeah,
he scored big goals.
Yeah, he's the Johnny Hockey of this year.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Imagine, the little guy
imagine
that
if
scores.
Farnham won. Like, I guess he can't win Rookie of the Year, but wouldn't that be funny?
Man, a lot of good rookies.
Yeah, your buddy Mr. Domi still lighting it up in Arizona,
killing it, man.
And he stood up to Jared Bull too. Jared Bull's an old school goon. He went right after him, too. It was great.
Yeah, but Maxie's a little bit like his dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. Then they got the Duke out there. I mean, it's Arizona. If anyone's listening, go see them kids
play.
But
look at these rookies. I mean, what's the guy in Chicago? Panarin?
Yeah, Panarin. Yeah.
Playing great.
Yeah.
Hansel's playing great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down there in Arizona. I mean, Lindbergh.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Lindbergh, I think, he might be... which Lindbergh? Oh, they're talking about Lindbergh and the Rangers.
Yeah, Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar.
I mean, just a lot of good rookies this year, right?
Because
Larkin.
Larkin. Hansel's an old man. Hansel's not a rookie though for Arizona. But I'll tell you, I think maybe the most impressive guy that I've seen jump is Kleinberg, the defenseman for the Dallas Stars.
Is that right? Yeah.
I don't know if it's just I don't know if he's paired with Oduya. I should have looked that up. I've watched a bunch of their games, but he usually doesn't play with Oduya. But he's an offensive point machine, and he's actually playing defense.
Well, Dallas is really, Oduya was a big pickup.
It was a huge pickup, and I mean, Sharp. Sharp was huge. Sharp's on that power.
Yeah.
That power play was sharp. And
Sharp helped him out, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what he said. And he was in the crease. He's like, the only one that can stop Sagan is me. And I'm going to get this out because Sagan had like three goals disallowed because
well, look at
he
your,
was in the crease or
look
something.
Look at your points leaders. Kane's on top. He's just on fire. And
yeah, Kane doesn't slow down.
Then two and three are Sagan and Ben.
Yeah. You know what? And everyone in that Central, the toughest division in hockey, because not even the Avs are playing a little better. They all should have got as many points as they wanted because Duncan Keith is back.
Yeah, that really helps, man.
Duncan Keith is back. Really and now helps. Even Roosevelt's back. Remember, Roosevelt got hurt last year in the playoffs. That's why they had to like play Duncan Keith every second.
Every second.
Yeah, yeah. Now Roosevelt's back, and Hose is heating up again. Hose kind of took a little – he's an old man. Probably had to get, you know – took him a month or two to get loose.
He's starting to get rolling, though.
He's starting to get rolling. Yeah, yeah. Everybody beware now. And
you can't stop Kane. Look at him.
Kane's on a mission now to prove I didn't do anything wrong in Buffalo, and I'm going to win the scoring title.
Wow. Yeah.
And a lot of problems for our mistress's mistress, Winnipeg.
Yeah, they've had a rough run here. Six in a row
something? Yeah, the power play's second worst in the league next to Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh scored last night, so I don't know. But They broke up Ladd. They broke up their number one line, Wheeler and Ladd, and those guys. They broke up that.
I think the key would be to send a big buff to the Kings. Come on, guys.
Oh, you're picking your mistress over your wife. I mean, you're going to say Detroit. I guess they both. I thought, yeah. Well, you know, the only thing, if they get worse, is that means the buff will be going somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think might happen.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised because we both liked them last year, and they started off okay this year, and now they've hit the skids.
Yeah, when you break up that number one line that was playing so good, you know, of Ladd and Wheeler and what's his name? Forget. I'm not going to look it up. We're live. but they switched around. They have Ehlers running the power play. He's a kid. Maybe he can't handle that, the emotional or whatever. It's too much power. But, you know, Bufflin hasn't been the same since he Jack Gallagher of Montreal, you know.
Yeah.
One of those things where you make a hit that's kind of weird. He kind of almost lost his edge.
Yeah, maybe. Huh.
He kind of hasn't been the same.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm sure he'll get back in form there. But, they're not doing...
They're in trouble, man.
Last year they looked pretty darn good right about now.
Yeah, well, last year's when they turned it up.
Yeah.
Last year's when they gave Evander Kane, who's actually skating now for Buffalo. A little news flash. Buffalo will get Evander Kane back very soon. When they threw Kane off the team, basically. They took off. Well, it remains to see what happens, but, you know, if some of those guys get loose, there'll be nice trade deadline pickups. St. Louis finally got Backes going. They put him with Tarasenko.
Tarasenko's rolling too.
Yeah.
Got 11 goals. Looking good.
But then, you know, they just lost Parayko and Laterra are now out. So they basically have their IR team could come in. Their IR team would be in the wild card in the Atlantic.
Right.
And they're missing a lot of guys. And Elliot and Allen, Elliot is not playing good anymore. Used to be like, oh, Allen's playing great. Elliot's not bad, but Allen's winning the job. Now Elliot hasn't won in a month.
Wow.
But yeah. they're still in second place. Tied with Nashville.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Because of the great Pekka Rinne.
Yeah, he's keeping them in there.
Because their offense has kind of slowed down a little bit in Nashville. Smith kind of picked it up a little bit the last couple of weeks. But, you know, Neil and Forsberg aren't lighting it up like they did last year.
No, but they still have a pretty good record, Nashville.
Yeah, because of Pekka Rinne.
Yeah.
And you know who's playing a little better? Of course, I know what, it's funny, I didn't even check the fantasies. I'm sure I'm last.
Wow.
But because I had Varlamov, he's been benched now. Because Bear is playing a little better.
Bear.
I look playing like Yogi Bear.
How about that?
Yeah, back there. And they finally got MacKinnon playing. They paired him up with Duchesne, and they're finally scoring now in Colorado. Because I know Iggy's great, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but you can't have a 48-year-old guy or 38-year-old.
Yeah.
He can't be your leading scorer.
Well, he's not the old Iggy.
Yeah, I mean, he can't be your leading scorer. Yeah. I mean,
but he still plays good. But Iggy of the past was so awesome.
Yeah.
But, you know, MacKinnon, you know, so good last year.
Well, the last 2 years he's been
finally kicking it in.
Finally kicking it in, and you know, and we'll see. And you know,
how about your boy Saad?
Oh, you kid, Saad. Who scored against the Penguins? Saad and Hartnell. Didn't I say this summer?
Yep.
They torment me forever.
Yeah.
Saad and Hartnell, and they put them together too. They're playing together now too. So of course, on the same line. Do you see his backhand last night?
Oh man. He's a talented guy. You know what? Torch has got him going, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to break out the homework. And
what are they, three in a row, I think?
Well, before Torch, they were 0-7 and a negative 21 goals again. Negative 21.
Right.
With Torch as of a couple of days ago, 5-5 and a plus one.
Not bad. See? He got him going a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what we needed. Exactly what the Penguins needed. Yeah. Tortorella, who always hated the Penguins, going to Columbus, you know. And for other more Penguin hatred, the Flyers have Umberger and now Brian Strait are on the IR. So you know, things not looking up ever for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Now, what's going on with the Canucks?
They're right there. They're right there, you know. And Ryan Miller is, he's shaky now, but he was playing really good at the beginning. They think maybe they're wearing him out because his backup got hurt.
Yeah, he did play well earlier.
Yeah, now he's kind of a little bit shaky right now.
Yeah, and they're a little shaky. They've got off to a great start.
Yeah, well, I think they're where I think they're where we thought they'd be, though. You know, if you think you're going to be in the playoff hunt, but not a great team, and you start out the season hot, you have to get back to water level. You know, I'll tell you who is right there now again, San Jose.
Yeah,
Joe Thornton shooting and score. When does he ever shoot and score?
I know.
And Marlowe wants out.
Marlowe wants out.
He's at 999 points. 999.
He scored again last night.
Burns. Brett. How good is Brett Burns?
Awesome.
I think if he'd shave, he'd even be even faster.
Now, where do you think?
That beard weirds me out a little bit.
It's got to slow you down.
Yeah, it feels like it's heavy.
Yeah,
it's so like thick. It's
some
like
wind resistance going on.
Yeah.
What about
Great Pavelski?
Where do you think Marlowe would go?
Well, he's going to have to pick somebody else because they're not going to trade in the Kings. They're not going to trade in the Ducks.
They won't go
I don't know if the Rangers want him. I don't know if the Rangers – I think the Rangers got burned. I think Yandel played probably as good as they wanted him to play last year, knowing that he's not going to be Scott Stevens.
Yeah.
But you see what Duclair's doing in Arizona. How can you want to trade a prospect?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
If you're I don't know.
You think he winds up staying?
No, because I think they're going to – I think as much as we kid around, I think the Ducks are coming with Barbecue Bruce or without him. So, you know
– they're looking a little better. They lost again last night, a tough one.
A very tough one. BX is losing teeth in that one.
Yeah, that was wild, man. Wow.
But
they've got that on YouTube.
Yeah.
His tooth.
Yeah. Oh, the tooth
flying
itself.
Flying out. They show the tooth. You can buy the tooth on eBay.
Exactly. But, you know, in a rare show of coaching, Barbecue Bruce benched Haglund. And
Haglund
came out the next day and got like a goal and three assists or something. My math might be off, but had like a had a huge night. And he's playing better. And sometimes I know just from the Crosby, from Sid struggling and other offensive masterminds struggling, Getzlaf got an empty netter the other night. You see, Perry gave it to Getzlaf to bury it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the empty netter gets the guy going.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now they got right now as we speak on Wednesday, you got the Kings are in. I mean, they're leading the division. They're going to be in. But Anaheim is only 3 points behind Arizona and 4 points behind San Jose and Vancouver. Now, we all know San Jose's something's going to happen in San Jose. Something's getting traded. There's going to be some weird thing.
Yeah.
Vancouver, who knows up with Vancouver? And then Arizona, no one expects Arizona to be around, though they've been playing great.
They did play great early.
They don't have the depth.
Yeah.
So the Ducks are going to be in there in the end.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got a loaded team, and you know, we knew that going in. But I don't know what's responsible for their shaky start.
What's funny is Khudobin, the backup goalie, is now actually playing better than Hans Christian
Andersen.
Had
some rough moments there.
So he's given some flower in the playoff kind of goals let in. What was that?
Yeah, really some
really
pretty,
like
pretty
like,
weak goals.
Like he took the points, kind of.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you
like
wonder.
Oh, you have in your net. You have your glove. Oh wait, it's in the net. Well, yeah.
Yeah, a little shaky there.
Yeah,
and
very
they pulled
shaky
him last night.
Yeah,
and Bruce pulled him.
And Khudobin's playing better. So you know, nothing reeks of Barbecue Bruce and the goalie controversy for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, you called it. That's what you said.
Could lead the way for the Walrus come Christmas.
Man.
I think I called the Ducks in the finals again with the Walrus or anybody else behind the bench.
Well, I'd love to see the Walrus.
It'd be fun to see the Walrus. I'll tell you what. Just look at what Torts did with Columbus. Just if he came here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Getzlaf and Perry. You think Haglund? He finally got out of Tortorella's, and then he'll be back with them. I mean, whew.
Well, a a coaching change can sometimes make the difference.
It's going to make the difference, I believe, in Anaheim, but we shall see. It's funny, we have Johnny Bench's lovely girlfriend, Megan, here, who's a huge Ducks fan.
Megan's a big Ducks fan.
Yeah, wearing a Ducks jersey, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
She's crying. Her love of Barbecue Bruce is overwhelming.
Well, Megan knows. Megan knows that the Ducks are going to come on and do very well.
She knows.
Well. Yeah.
But that nice thing is her second favorite team is the Penguins, too. So we love Johnny Bench has good taste.
Yeah, and you know, and as Megan knows, the Ducks are going to be there. They've just had a shaky start.
Yeah, they're going to be the one team that goes against the American Thanksgiving.
Well, you said Bruce would be out by Thanksgiving. It hasn't quite materialized like that, but you know, they haven't had the start that they thought they would.
So now that Ovechkin has passed Fedorov or tied Fedorov.
No, he's struggling.
Yeah. But where do you put him on the all-time?
All-time?
On the all-time, we'll just say foreign players list, let's say. Foreign.
My gosh, he'd have to be, I don't know if he's, he's probably top four.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'd say now, if he never wins a cup.
Even though he passed Fedorov, I'd still put Fedorov ahead of him.
Yeah.
I think for me it might be.
Yeah, I mean because Fedorov played. Remember, Scotty made him play defense. He didn't even. He didn't get pissed. He like won the Selke.
Well, he's
played defense.
He was a groundbreaking player too.
Yeah, you know?
He came in at a different era.
That's why you're the best cap because I'm like thinking I'd put him. Then you think, hey, he's not ahead.
Just had that skill set, man.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
But I'd say your boy's number one.
Yeah, I have to say Jágr.
Jágr's number one.
And then Lidstrom.
Lidstrom probably too.
Lidstrom too.
Fedorov. Then I put Ovi.
And put Ovi. I'm trying to think if there's any other Swedes or any. Forsberg was damn good too.
Oh yeah,
Forsberg was damn good. Maybe anyone a couple cups too. It's hard to. It's weird because he hasn't won a cup yet. It's weird where you place him. It's almost like he falls into that. Well, how Solani won a cup. Solani's in the top 10.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so they got Jari Kurri in the top 10.
And Curry's
got
to be up there, sure.
Yeah, but basically Jágr and Lindstrom. And then, you know what, in Hasek. You got to put Hasek up there, too.
Oh, yeah, the Dominator.
Dominator.
Almost forgot. You got to keep him in there.
Yeah.
Top 10.
Now are you up to date with the, I assume you're up to date with the Kings crime beat.
Yeah, I saw the thing about the.
You're our investigative reporter.
Our backup goalie, or not the backup goalie, the guy that they're touting.
Yes.
From New Hampshire.
Yeah. Do you know exactly what happened?
Well, it was another domestic violence thing.
Yeah. Was it bad? It's all bad.
Well, it didn't
was it
sound-
bad or was it or was it you know.
Like you say, it's all bad.
Or was it Voinov level?
I don't think it was Voinov level, but but it didn't sound good. And you know, you sure don't want to see that. And never good.
No, I know.
But the guy is highly touted. They're thinking that you know he's going to be somebody. But if he does stuff like that, he won't be.
Yeah, probably the only thing that's gone wrong in the last couple of weeks for the Kings. They did lose. They did look weird one night, but.
Well, he, we'll see what happens on that. But yeah, that came out yesterday. So we'll see what happens.
Frazier's a wanted man. and to all the fans, t-shirts are coming.
Where are the t-shirts?
Very, very soon. I had to come back to town, and I have to meet with the guy.
Those t-shirts are super cool.
Yeah, they're super cool looking. They will be ready probably, next week's Thanksgiving. Yeah, they might be ready for Black Friday, actually.
Come on, man.
They might be ready for Black Friday. I have to meet the guy.
A stocking stuffer. Who designed the Puck Off logo on there?
These really cool guys in New York who I met.
Tap of the stick.
Tap of the stick to them, and I'll give them a real. I met like three different guys. They were all cool. One of them, Scott, and a couple other guys. And I don't want to say give the guy wrong guy's name. Right. Scott helps us with our ads and stuff. So that's
cool.
Scott.
Cool.
But one of those guys did a great job.
Yeah, those are awesome looking
awesome.
T-shirts.
Yeah,
man.
And our logo. The same
Puck
guy,
Off fans, you're gonna love them.
Same guy that did the logo did the T-shirts. So, but the official T-shirt guy, I have to meet with him. So they will be out within like the next couple weeks. And the cool thing is instead of, and we're gonna have some new sponsors. I know our fans supported SeatGeek very well, and we may be back with SeatGeek, but and we may be back with FanDuel for some live events.
Good.
Talk to that guy.
Great.
In New York. But until then, you can enjoy advertising free puck off for the yeah. Johnny Bench can enjoy advertising free puck off.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to edit the commercials.
The commercial fill him in, and he's even bigger, John, sending him in and doing all this stuff that we don't get our hands dirty.
We'll get more because you know we're blowing up.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, but we are.
No, and that's why let's help out some friends of ours with some businesses and all that sort of thing. So I was like,
that's our plan. We spread the love.
Spread the love. But we're going to do awards.
We've got our awards coming up.
Awards,
right now.
Awards coming up, and Johnny, you know, Johnny does a great job. It's like the official Johnny Bench. You know, it's like tap of the stick every this whole show.
Oh man, you can't
dedicated
do it.
To Johnny Bench.
Can't do it without him.
Without Mr. Bench, but he has a new thing now that we're gonna. It's gonna be even crazier for the awards, but we'll roll that out like I think next week. But let's go first with the dirt bag.
Dirtbag of the week.
Dirtbag of the week. Now, what's funny is I was thinking we should call the Dirtbag of the Week the Craig Berube Award.
Maybe.
Or the Dale Hunter.
Yeah,
Dale Hunter. The Dale Hunter. I thought out of the plane, literally.
Who do we got for the Dirtbag?
Well, we have one. It's funny. Both Dirtbags are, and it is your award, but both of them don't actually involve players. So, first Dirtbag is... the goaltender for the Minnesota Wild, Darcy Kemper, for opening the door when he saw Olin Mata heading towards it.
Yeah, that's pretty cheesy. Yeah,
that was like pro wrestling stuff. Who? I mean, that, you know, that was like putting the chair down. Yeah, it's coming. I mean, come on now.
Let's just give that dirtbag award to him.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that because the other one, because people called for it, and it is a real dirtbag move because I always thought people that scream out during the national anthem were not dirtbags, but just say douchebags.
Yeah.
But the guy that was screaming, "Let's go Rangers," during the moment of silence at the Ranger game for France.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, you have to give him a dirtbag, too.
He could be. And how about that, the backup goalie for the King? I mean, not the backup, the rookie sensation guy with the domestic violence.
Yeah, you know, that's clearly
a dirtbag.
Yeah, that's like effing dirtbag. Yeah. I don't know if like that's a
he goes
worse.
Beyond dirtbag.
Yeah, hitting a woman's worse than hitting a woman's worse than opening up the that's like a Sweet Three Stooges move. I mean,
yeah.
why would he open the door when you see he's coming right at him? Because when Niederreiter's hit, I know JR, I love you, JR. For sticking up for the Penguins and saying get the move out of hockey, it wasn't a cool hit. It wasn't like, hey, that's what you want to teach kids to do. But it wasn't a malicious, hey, go to the boards.
Yeah.
You know. But don't open the door on the guy.
No, that's ridiculous. A dirtbag.
Yeah,
that's our dirtbag.
Dirtbag. Dirtbag. All right, that's right. No fantasy update. You know what?
What happened?
I'll look at it right now.
How's Johnny doing?
Johnny's probably wants to edit it out. That's how Johnny's doing.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. The Hammer. The Hammer. Swedish Hammer still number one, which is nice because he was the coolest fan that we met in Chicago. I mean, there was a million cool fans in Chicago.
So we're cool with the Hammer being number one.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm really in last place.
Wow,
bro. I got my wife's computer now, and it's a pink computer. For Uh-oh. Breast cancer month and for the Puckoff League and Omni Rowan. And me and Mr. Bench are still behind John Scott. But now I really got it. My goaltending's awful. I have Pavlik and Verlamov. Oh, so yeah, know, I got to make a switch here. But enough of the bad things. There is no Claude Lemieux. I didn't see one, so the hell with it. We don't like to expose him too much. Anyway, the skirt of the week. I didn't like Phil Kessel's effort getting the puck out the other night against Minnesota. Kind of like he kind of short armed it like a wide receiver. He did not want to take the hit. He just kind of didn't go in full steam. But that's not the skirt. The skirt actually goes to Jay Bouwmeester. Big rugged Jay Bouwmeester, big rugged Mr. Canada, Mr. All-Star, Mr. Canada Cup guy, got absolutely hazed by Matt Zuccarello. Matt Zuccarello, your
Come
guy.
Come on, baby.
Yeah. So Jay Bouwmeester is the skirt of the
week. That's our skirt of the week.
Now, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. We have a real Robert Probert. A real one this week? A real one.
Okay.
A great one. Chris Kreider of the New York Rangers scored a goal, then sees his center, Derek Stepan, get run by roughneck Zach Smith, comes out and just starts throwing haymakers. Bobby Probert style.
There you go. We got a real Probert award.
Yeah.
Winner. Beautiful.
Big goal, and cleaning house, protecting his teammates.
All right, great.
That's how you do it. Chris Kreider, all the way. Now, in our prestigious award, the second most prestigious thanks to the Probert, the Ronnie James Dio. Come down with fire. Silver Mountain.
I can only give it to one guy.
There's only one answer.
Well, of course it's Gino.
Yeah.
But mine was going to be Dylan Larkin.
Oh, there you go. A little hometown cooking.
Well, all right. I had to do it.
All right. All right.
I mean, that goal was spectacular.
But for me,
you got to give it to Gino.
You call out your teammates.
You got to give it to Gino.
In broken English.
I take that back.
You call out your teammates, and then what you put up a four spot.
I call it back. It's got to go to Gino.
Got it. Number one in your playbook.
Yep.
Number one in your heart.
That was pretty awesome.
Same one in your playbook. You got to love. I'm wearing my Gino shirt under my Penguin sweatshirt. Played a little hurt this week, but not as hurt as Johnny Bench.
Yeah, man. He's coming back.
Now we got some. Now this the last two, the ones that are the famous ones, the ones everyone loves. Cinderella, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Somebody save me. Great saves this week. Just phenomenal saves this week.
Unbelievable.
I mean, just why you love hockey. Number one, we said during the show, quick on Giroux.
That's one. That's my save of the week.
Save of the week. Save might be the save of the season. I mean, just with chips on the line. You know, in Philly,
Philly,
the big middle finger to Claude Giroux. I mean, how great was that? How great was that save? Now we have the flower with the jumping jack flash, pucks behind you, jumping back and saving on Cam Atkinson. Of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Then we have the great Henry Lundqvist. Hank
made a couple of big saves.
Hank with the paddle on Steeny the Blues. Yeah, that was an incredible
game. That was an awesome save.
That was an incredible game. I was watching on MSG in New York City. Hank with the paddle.
And Hank's getting it done.
Hank's getting it done. Then you had Schneider of New Jersey, the underrated, the much unheralded Mr. Schneider of New Jersey on your buddy Marco Dano.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
The Devils beat Chicago.
Devils surprising people.
Here's one for Megan. The great Kudobin on John Tavares.
Yep.
Tavares standing in right in his kitchen. He slammed the door. The kitchen is
closed.
Here's one you're not going to like. Pekka Rinne on Carl Hagelin. Did you see that save?
Yep.
Oh, Pekka Rinne. Hagelin. Paddled down, stopped him. The player one would be Shattenkirk. Shattenkirk saved Elliott's butt last night for the St. Louis Blues, and we have one other one, and that would be the great Devan Dubnyk.
Yeah,
Gino on the power play.
That was a great save.
They ended up scoring on that power play anyway, but the old dive back. It's behind me. Saving the
Dubes is playing good again.
Dubes is playing good again. They maybe they won't quit on Yo this year.
Maybe not. Maybe not. They're looking okay. Hey, I got to go with Quickie though.
That's
not a homer call.
No.
That was a great save.
Not a homer call
and a big save.
Huge save. Yeah, I mean when you want to just when you tie it to get the point. It's the first of a long 5-game road trip. You know, I mean, I'm sure the team bus was so happy that the plane, everyone's happy. You know, such a big win.
That's a big win.
And F the Flyers.
I already know who the goon of the week is.
TNT.
I'm dynamite.
TNT.
I'll win the fight.
TNT.
I'm a power.
TNT.
Watch me explode.
Who else could it be?
Well, we run through them, and you get there's some great ones. First we have a Landeskog with the cheap shot coming off the bench, just 100 miles an hour to Marchand's head, and then as he's talking to the referees, getting his game misconduct, Marchand comes up and punches him right in the face.
Yeah, sucker punch. Yeah,
that's why you love. Even though Marchand's a rat, he'll fight. You know, you gotta love Brad Marchand.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, if you don't love Brad Marchand, you just don't love hockey, as far as I'm concerned. Then we have here's what your old buddy, not making the show too much lately because he's not scoring, but Phil Forsberg just ran over the bigger James Van Riemsdyk the other night.
Yeah, that's not easy to do.
No, James, he's a big boy, James Van Riemsdyk, and Phil Forsberg showing you that he cares. great fight. We had Matt Martin versus Bieksa. Bieksa's been fighting everybody, and we love Matt Martin, so he gets in there.
Right.
As far as rolling over people, we have Jared Bull, big tough customer for the Columbus Blue Jackets, absolutely destroyed the Reverend Ben Lovejoy. Just destroyed him. And, of course, the Penguins have no one they can stand up to Bull, so yeah. Lovejoy had to lay there. we don't have Chris Kreider on our team.
Yeah, you need Kreider.
Isn't that sad? Because Kreider's actually a skilled guy, but he just has the nuts has the nuts to step up, but that's how you win the Bob Probert Award. Brandon Bolig fought Tom Wilson. He gave Tom Wilson a beating. And we love Tommy. Tommy's a tough kid. He's 20. He came in the league when he was 18.
Right.
But Bolig's been around. It seems like Bolig's been around since the 70s.
Feels like it. Up and down
in the minors.
Yeah,
he was a Blackhawk for a while, but he gave him a beating. He did him a thing where he was holding him around the neck and hitting him in the head.
That's never good.
Never good. And it's weird because you usually see that. You usually see them stop it. You know, the refs usually step in now.
You let that one go.
Yeah, they're like, Tommy Wilson's handed out
that
enough
punishment. That was UFC stuff.
Yeah, Tommy Wilson's a gig handed out enough punishment. They take some back. Now, here's one we love. Capitan versus Capitan. Taves versus Backus.
Yeah, how about that?
You got to love that one. And Taves is giving up size and weight in that one always, too. But he always fights. He must hate Captain Kangaroo, too. He always plays hard against St. Louis. And the pre-mentioned, this wasn't a fight. This is just nice roughing. We're tapping a stick to Max Domi for standing up to said old tough guy, Jared Bull. I mean, Max is a kid. He's a
puppy. Max is a tough kid, though.
He's a puppy. Jared Bowles is an old junkyard dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And even better, the man we love to hate and we love, Scotty Hartnell, standing up with the double rough to John Scott.
Yeah.
You got,
anyone
you got,
who stands up to John Scott.
You got to love Scotty Hartnell saying, no, John Scott, I'll take you. and then Scott, they didn't go. Scott probably was afraid to drop the gloves and someone might actually fight him.
Wow.
Man, wouldn't it be great if Scott Hartnell is not? That would be the best. I can't wear a Columbus jacket. I can't wear
Now you got Mike Fisher on there, don't you?
It's the final one.
Yep.
Final right. one. We got Mike Fisher, who and a little bit of a Bobby Probert, but he didn't score a goal. His guy Smitty got run
right,
and he went and fought Bieksa, and Bieksa's calling the Tooth Fairy.
Bieksa gets a little extra money under the pillow.
Yeah, under the barbecue Bruce put a quarter under his.
Yep.
You know they give kids $5 now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. $5. Can you believe that?
No wonder.
My kid gets it. Well, Kevin's she's older happy. Now, but got a dollar.
Well, you know what? I got to go with Fish.
You got to go with Fish. There you go. It's the captain's choice. Mike Fisher, you are officially the goon of the week. All right. Back with the tweets.
We're coming back.
Johnny Bench playing hard.
Our first tweet is Larry Ziegler. He says, I hope for your sake the Pens win, because if they lose, you'll never hear the end of it from the Wild fans.
you know what was funny about that? I saw that tweet, and he put me in it, too, and I put the heart. You know, I liked it, and I never, ever talk crap during a game to anybody, but we were up 4-1, and sure enough, that they made it 4-3.
Yeah, sure enough.
No, we actually kind of have a daytime. I didn't even take the Niederreiter hit personally, with Matt. I'm one with the Minnesota Wild fans now. I'm starting to see like Zucker's playing good. You know, you always love Niederreiter. Your guy Zach Parise. Dubnyk's doing it 2 years in a row. I mean, they're playing pretty. I mean, they're in the playoffs.
Zucker.
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're in there, man. You can't
looking good.
You can't. I mean, I don't hate just to hate.
No, they're looking good.
Formerly, Tom Thompson follows up with, Flyers got to close 56 seconds away from a win, and they lose in the frickin' shootout. The bane of hockey.
You know, I hear what he's saying on that.
Well, you know what, Tom? We love you. He's a big fan in Philadelphia. Big fan. But you know what? You had overtime to solve the... You had overtime. The puck was on your captain's stick. And when the puck's on Sid's stick in the shootout against the Canadiens, big game, what do you do? He scores. Pucks on Giroux stick, what happens? Quickie
made that save.
Quickie says no.
You know, but I agree about the – I've never liked the shootout, but that's where it is. You got to do it.
I don't like the shootout either. I just wish it would play 3-on-3 until someone's going to score. It's not like the 4-on-4 where it may take a while. 3-on-3, people are going to score.
Yeah.
I wish they just played 3-on-3 the whole time. But, you know, Tom, you know, it's like, you know, we say it every now and then because I don't like this – always step on the Flyers because we love the fans there. They're great fans.
Great fans.
They're terrible fans, but they're great fans of the Flyers.
Yeah,
they're great fans of ours.
The most loyal
yeah.
fans there are.
Most loyal fans, and they've put up with, you know, long dry spell. But the old Flyers would never let Lucic stand there for a
That's
minute.
That's true, too.
For a minute.
That's
you know?
True.
You know, you got to clean up your own house.
That's true.
Chris Breedlove is saying, does barbecue make it past Thanksgiving?
I think at this point, yes.
I think at this point, yes. Christmas
maybe not.
I don't know. You know, if I was him, I would not pay rent past Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, we got to check in with Megan. What do you think? Megan? Doesn't look good, Megan says.
Doesn't look good. Yeah. Megan wants another goalie controversy. Now she wants the third stringer to come back.
Yeah.
John Gibson, a Pittsburgher guy.
Who did play well.
He played well. Now he's down on the farm. Yeah, I don't think barbecue's going to make it past JF for Martin Luther King Day is my pick.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Puts him into January.
Puts him into January. Let's
by New Year's.
Yeah, he gets to have a nice Christmas with the family.
Yeah.
and then we'll see you on the NHL Network.
All right, that's all we have today.
All right, well, that's great, you know
what?
Man.
Yeah,
send those tweets.
Send those tweets.
We love the tweets.
We love the tweets.
Yeah, send them to you at Puckoff Podcast.
And like the Facebook page.
At Puckoff Podcast. Yeah. All right, man. And the T-shirts are coming.
T-shirts are coming, and things are good, man. Between my tiredness and Johnny, we're going to end this one now. Look at Johnny's coughing. End this one now. I want to say I will be in the hometown of Johnny Bench the Saturday after Thanksgiving, Bakersfield, California.
Wow. Whoa. I'm not from Bakersfield. Oh. I've lived there.
Oh, wow. You know?
There's a vast difference. Well, you know what?
Don't put that on me.
Where are you playing there?
It's going to be on my website tomorrow. It's written down somewhere. My computer died, so no more excuses. But
I like going there for my comedy.
Yeah, no, Bakersfield's a fun town for comedy, and we're going to be there the Saturday of Thanksgiving. Then big show Wednesday the 9th, all in Miami. Come out Jaromir Jagr. Free tickets to anyone with a Jaromir Jagr jersey.
Nice.
Especially Jaromir Jagr himself.
Yeah.
Me and Paul Verzey will be at the Flamingo Hotel.
Beautiful.
And then New Year's Eve with Bill Burr. So that's where I'll be. Oh, Vegas. Christmas with the Queen in Vegas.
Are you really? Oh, man.
Yeah. What are you doing? Come say hi.
I may do
Put
that.
Put some money on the lines. Look at the lines coming back.
How about that, man? That almost gave me a heart attack, that game.
Yeah, it was so great.
Unbelievable.
I was like, we were cracking up.
You know what? Even after the game was over, I still thought we might lose. It's just like, been such a weird year.
You mean like an Al Gore thing?
Yeah. We're at the press conference the next day. Guys, we need to. Yeah. I was just glad to see him get that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I will be at the Laugh Factory this Friday. I'm there. I'm at Comedy and Magic this in Hermosa Beach.
Oh, right. Saturday. On.
And then Sunday, the KLOS show, 95.5 KLOS, 10 p.m. till 2 West Coast time. So check that out if you can. You can get it on iHeartRadio by going to 95.5 KLOS.
I got to do that again.
Yeah, man. And we thank you all for joining us. Welcome back, buddy. It's great to have you back.
I just want to thank the fans again. Marvelous trip. We love you.
The fans are awesome. The Puck Off fans, we love you. And Johnny Bench, feel better. All right, guys. That is Puck Off for Joel Bartnick and Johnny Bench. This is Fraser Smith. We are
out. Oh!